Your skin refuses to be defined by age. That's why Agency creates personalized anti-aging formulas that smooth, fine lines, lighten dark spots, and improve the appearance of dark circles. Each formula is tailored to you and prescribed by a licensed dermatology provider. Formulas are customized with clinically proven ingredients like tretinoin, which is up to 20 times stronger than retinol. Get your first month free at withagency.com. That's withagency.com. $4.95 shipping and handling subject to consultation. Subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show.
The recent video that you posted on entrepreneurship where you said it can't be taught.
Yes.
What do you mean by that?
It can be taught, but you can only go so far because of natural talent. You know, it's fun to have this conversation with you because you're such an athletic freak. You know, most people don't lay on the couch and say, I'm gonna be on an Olympic team and then pull it off. You know, look, I think that I could play basketball every day of my life from the time I was 15 and put in 15 hours a day. And I think I'd be really good. I'd have a much better handle. I'd shoot better. I would have been more competitive with you on the boat that day. But would I've been good enough to be in the NBA? Absolutely not.
Maybe D3.
And I do think right now that everybody thinks they can be an entrepreneur. Mm. And so my point was, it's much more talent than the current conversation. I don't think you can read The School of Greatness and my books and all these other books and watch Skillshare and watch Chase Jarvis and listen to Ferris and read Branson and even go to business school and have mentors and go to Y Combinator and then all of a sudden, just because of that, you become a great entrepreneur. I think of it like the music industry. Think about all the kids that are born into, you know, your Clive Davis's grandson or your Whitney Houston's daughter, or you have nothing but access, you're in the studio all the time, you learn the business, but if you don't have the chops, if you don't have the vocals, you're only gonna go so far.
Right. Same thing with football players or like in athletics too. You see some children of former NBA or NFL stars who excel, but then others who are don't do anything.
Here's the punchline. It's much more talent than people realize. I see it every day. And the video I made was like, look, you have to be okay that by pouring in 18 hours a day and learning everything might only allow you to build a business that makes $100,000 a year. There is an absolute misconception that the American dream is entrepreneurship and everybody can do it. The difference between entrepreneurship and football is everybody who's listening right now or watching can start a business. Not everybody can go work out for the New York Yankees. There's a system. There's no system in place for entrepreneurship.
Anyone can do it.
You know, I'll be honest with you. I'm starting this conversation for quite a noble reason. This is not me to impose my will and say, look how special I am. As a matter of fact, I'd rather think it's been the hard work than the talent. You know, I'd rather think it was something I did versus mom and dad had sex at the right moment. Mm. I'd much rather think that. The reason I'm going down this path is there's a recent phenomenon that's not being talked enough about in our culture, and specifically in our world, which is what failure is doing to the young men and women in our space. And, you know, we're sweeping under the rug a couple of the suicides in our space. We're sweeping under the rug the heavy depression and alcohol use. We're sweeping things under the rug. We want to show all the hoopla. I hate what's going on Instagram right now. Everybody living their fake life, putting up pictures of like baby giraffes and like hot chicks and $50,000 cash on a bed and a boat and painting a lifestyle that is not realistic. And I want to have this conversation because I think that I have a big enough voice to start the conversation about, look, there is a level of talent here, and what we need to all be doing is figuring out what we're best at and going all in on that. And by the way, do you know how much more money the number 2, 7, 15, 44th person at Facebook has than you and I?
Billions.
Billions.
Yeah.
So I'm a little bit disappointed in a lot of ways. One, people that are bottom feeding and like signing up for every ebook and mastermind and course, and they're not talented enough and they're chasing a lottery ticket and they're gonna get depressed and get sick. Or great kids that have tons of talent who would have been great number fours and made tens of millions of dollars and had work-life balance, who are being pressured into becoming the next Mark Zuckerberg and are gonna fail multiple times in a startup and not really start becoming that executive until they're 32, 33, 34, and learn some things, but be behind the ball in a world that they could have been successful. Or there's absolutely a ton of kids right now that would have been better off being kids that were in their 20s and 30s and the 80s and 90s, because they would have been consultants and COOs and CFOs and had an incredible life. And instead, they're only gonna get really started at 32, 33, and they'll win a lot of experience and they'll have hopefully a lot of fun. But unfortunately, I know a lot of B's and I know a lot of 2's, and that's not for their makeup either. So for me, I have to do this.
Yeah,
I've been, you know, it's why I was failed school. It's why I sold baseball cards when I was 14. So for me, I'm okay with the failures, the losses along the way. It's my natural state. I just want people who are listening to find their natural state and not force into the current narrative.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Daily Motivation, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description that will take you to the full episode of our main podcast on the School of Greatness. And if you are loving The Daily Motivation, please follow us over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want more exclusive content and ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want to get even more inspiration from our world-class guests and learn how to improve your life and take it to the next level, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. Again, have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.